This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today, we are talking about, I would say, like a universally beloved snack food, and that is sunflower seeds.
Yeah, it's one of the top seeds. Like, if you've read BuzzFeed's like 11 top seeds you need to know, you might think that's something to do with like March Madness brackets or something.
Nope.
But no, it's about poppy seeds, sunflower seeds, some other seeds.
That's exactly right.
It's actually turned out it was the top two seeds you need to know.
Okay. So, Matthew, let's go down memory lane here.
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start it off. I have never actually, this will surprise no one actually. What am I doing with this big lead in? I've never hulled a sunflower seed with my teeth. And
I don't know if I have either.
I've never eaten these things as a snack. My memory lane of sunflower seeds, it contains three things, none of which are snacking sunflower seeds.
Okay.
One of those things is David Duchovny from X-Files.
Okay. Was he a sunflower seed
yes,
snacker?
Yes. That okay. was the thing with
I never
with
watched the
Mulder.
Show. Okay.
Yeah. He was constantly eating sunflower seeds.
Huh.
Anyway, so
what
yeah.
What a great
so,
character trait. I feel like right? I know so much more about him now.
Yeah. So anyway, David Duchovny in X-Files. Salad bars. Salad bars always have hulled sunflower seeds, especially if you go to I'm just going to leave it there. All
yeah, I
salad
think you're
bars.
Right.
Yeah.
All of the three remaining salad bars in the world
yes.
have sunflower seeds.
And then, of course, you know, all the seedy breads out there, the oat nut, the health nut, the nine grain, like a lot of those have sunflower seeds.
We talked about this before, but there's been some grain inflation in the seedy bread aisle. I just came up with that phrase while I was saying it, and I've never been prouder of myself ever.
Okay. So wait, how does this work on financial terms, like grain inflation?
On financial terms?
How does the inflation work here?
I just meant that they're putting larger numbers of grains into the loaves that, like, it used to be the most you would see was, like, 9 grain, and now sometimes you see, like, 27 grain.
Yes, you're right. It's like bicycles. When I was a kid, it was, like,
yes,
the greatest number of gears you might have is, like you might have a 10-speed bike.
Right.
Right? I have a 21-speed bike, and I don't even know how to use, like, 18 of the speeds.
No, and, like, compared to people with a 27-speed bike, you're probably missing out on some really important shifting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am a total loser. No, but seriously, I do actually know how to use the okay. integrated shifting on my bicycle.
No, that's going to be probably warded off a bunch of emails.
Yeah, no, guys, don't worry. I know how to change the gears. I know how to use them. I live in a place with hills.
Yeah,
so don't worry. That was just me, you know, exaggerating. But all this to say, my memory lane includes no snacking sunflower seeds.
Now, my memory lane, I definitely snacked on these as a kid. I don't think they were something I would snack on at home, but like, you know, after a sporting event, I know we talked about this last time, Gatorade, like they would be like, you know, the snack food that would get you through sporting.
Wait,
forget
were
what
hauled?
I said about sporting event.
Sporting yeah, events?
They would be hauled. I don't know why. I think maybe my brain is still on last week's episode. which was Gatorade. Is that right?
I was just picturing the Gatorade shower, except as a sunflower seed shower.
Wow.
So
yeah.
The coach of the winning team just gets like a whole like 40-pound bag of sunflower seeds
you
dumped over their head.
You do not want to get that in your eye. I really actually, now that I think about it, associate it more with preschool and kindergarten. Like that is when, that was like sunflower seed central.
Okay. Okay.
And they would be, yeah, out of the hull. I don't know if I've ever like cracked into one with my teeth either. I feel like I must have at some point. I live on Earth.
So wait, when you say like a preschool or kindergarten snack, you mean like when you were in preschool or kindergarten?
Right.
Like,
not when I opened a preschool and just like put a sign out and said neighborhood kids, just show up here. Fun will be had.
You were like a stay at home dad. And so I know you made a lot of kindergarten and preschool snacks.
That's true. No, I never sent sunflower seeds as a snack, but I sent sunflower seed butter as a peanut butter alternative.
That's right, because sunflower seeds are not usually allergenic, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they are sometimes, but much less commonly than peanuts.
Okay.
By the way, we should mention that we're recording this on the hottest day in Seattle history. So if we sound like slower, more lethargic, less coherent than usual, that's probably a factor.
Matthew, what's the temperature in your apartment today?
I don't know. I was talking about this last night with wife of the show, Lori, about how like if you have like a modern thermostat like system, you probably know all the time what your internal temperature is. I mean, of your apartment, not your body. But we do not have that. And so I don't know, like probably 90-ish.
We have a dial. I mean, we have like our system is about as old as they
come.
Oh,
that's old school. Yeah.
We have a dial, but there's like one level that's where you set it and one level that's where it actually is. So yours doesn't show you where it actually is.
It doesn't
only
show
you
where it
you
actually
set.
Is.
Okay. That's like the thermostat in the formerly red carpeted love dungeon.
Right.
That is an unmarked dial that you just turn until you hear it click.
Right. But does it have a part on the dial that says comfort zone?
Yes, it does.
Yes, ours does too.
Yes.
Yeah, I would not, like, the comfort zone is, like, way too high, I think. Like,
a discomfort zone.
Yeah, no, like, we would never, I mean, I'm not going to turn the heat on today, but, like, even when it's cold, like, we would never turn it on beyond, like, the very bottom of the comfort zone.
Hold on, can I talk about sunscreen for just a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we live not too far from a beach on Puget Sound. So, even though, you know, they say you're supposed to stay indoors when it's, like, this hot here, we have been going to the beach because there's actually at least a breeze there. We set up our sunshade and we sit in the shade. But all this to say, my favorite sunscreen brand stopped making their sunscreen.
Oh, no.
I know. And I've got like 16 cubic feet of the whitest of white skin here.
I couldn't name any brands of sunscreen other than Banana Boat and Copper Tone.
Oh, man. I have gone through so many of them in an effort to not want to vomit when touching my own skin.
Skin Aqua. That's the Japanese sunscreen.
Oh, yeah. My mom has some of that, too.
Skin Aqua is the best.
I think she bought it in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Anyway, but Matthew, in the past 2 days, I have gone through an entire 3-ounce tube of my favorite sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that the heat has like really done something to my brain, you know, for obvious reasons, because I went on to that huge corporate mega website that shall not be named.
Sure.
And ordered another like
Monster.com.
Monster.com. Ordered another 5 tubes of this sunscreen. And then it's supposed to arrive today. But yesterday, a shipment of 2 tubes arrived. And it turned out that I had ordered 2 tubes of this sunscreen like 3 days ago and had already forgotten it by the time I ordered another 5 tubes. So anyway, the heat is really taking its toll on us.
But I mean, at least you ordered like something useful.
That's true. I'm still as pale as I ever was. So I guess I'm doing all right.
Yeah, it's working.
You know, for myself.
All right. So do you want to talk about sunflower seeds? We could just skip it and just talk about hot days.
Okay. Hold on. So Matthew, I want to talk about sunflower seeds.
Oh, okay.
I am like really confused about the terms husk and hull.
I'm so glad you brought this up. I am too.
I even defined them on the agenda. So we're going to get there, but let's get right into it. So in this episode, we are talking about snacking sunflower seeds, okay? And we're going
to... Not oil seeds? Is that the distinction you're making?
Yeah, we're not talking about oil seeds. So let's get right into the botany of this, because if there's one thing I love more than corporate history, it's botany.
Yeah. No, me too.
So, like, what are these things? Do they actually come from sunflowers?
Yes. Wait, was this a quiz?
Well, you researched
That's true.
This tiny part of it.
Okay, yes. They are literally the seeds of the common sunflower Helianthus annuus.
I was about to have a sunflower in my yard this year. Different
okay,
from having
but
a baby.
Something went wrong.
So my friend Joe, he started some seeds in the spring and brought me three sunflowers that had sprouted. One was like a mammoth sunflower. It was going to be a big boy sunflower.
Love those big boys.
They totally died. Mm. But anyway, so yeah, I could have like harvested the seeds.
I think so.
Matthew,
and they come out
right?
of like the face of the sunflower.
The face, literally. Yeah. Yes. But hold on. Like the term sunflower seed is a misnomer, right?
Right. So the thing inside the hull is the seed. But the seed in its hull, like when you pick up a crunchy boy in its hull, that's not a sunflower seed. That's a cypsela.
What? But we're talking about just the stuff, like the inedible stuff on the outside is cypsela.
The inedible stuff on the outside with the seed inside together makes a cypsela.
And why do we need to distinguish a cypsela from a seed?
Because we are professional botanists.
Oh, that's right.
That's why we get paid the big academic bucks.
Yes.
Publish or perish, I've always said. I don't know. It's just because, like, every type of fruit.
Oh, man, I love a good academia joke. Yeah, the old publisher parish.
I don't even know if that was a joke.
Wait, did I ever tell you that I used to be an editorial assistant for the journal Cultural Anthropology?
You did tell me that, yes.
So I was like the one who was having to constantly email people who had agreed to review submissions to the journal. And like, but this was like so loaded because everyone is like publish or perish.
Oh, yeah. So no, you had to email these people and say, like, you need to peer review this paper because otherwise the author will perish.
Yes. Yes. Okay, but anyway, all right. Okay, so this whole thing, the seed in its hull is a cypsela.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things where, like, botanists have a different name for every kind of fruit, and, like, every kind of fruit is unique in some way. So the fruit of something in the aster family is a cypsela.
Okay. I want to get into the difference between a husk and a hull.
I want you to get into that difference.
Okay. So, you know, both of these words can be used as nouns or they can be used as verbs.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So let's talk about the nouns first. So here's what the internet told me, that when the word is used as a noun, a hull is the outer covering of a fruit or seed.
Okay.
So check. That applies to this, right?
Yeah. And
that
I've applies got some to right here, by seeds. The way. Some cypsilas.
Whereas a husk is the dry, leafy, or stringy exterior of certain vegetables or fruits, which must be removed before eating the meat inside. So
like
corn husk.
A corn or a tomatillo.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. And then, so as verbs, to hull something means to remove the outer covering of a fruit or seed specifically, whereas to husk is to remove the husks.
Yeah, I got into this at one point with sesame seeds, and I'm sure we talked about this on the sesame seed episode, but like there's no unambiguous way to describe the sesame seeds that have the hull still on them without using a phrase like the ones that have the hull still on them. Because if you say hulled,
then it sounds like they have been hulled.
Right, which probably that is what that means. But then what do you say meaning, like if you say unhulled?
Do you say hulls on?
I would say hulls. Hulls on, everybody. Like this is not a drill. Hulls on.
Okay. So anyway, and then the edible part in the middle is the seed, also called the kernel.
Yeah.
And that's spelled C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
What did you say? Do you say C-O, like a...
Like in the military.
Lieutenant colonel.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm trying to open this bag, and I'm so sweaty. Like, my fingers are just sliding off the plastic bag.
We've gone back to recording remotely today because I could not deal with driving across town to Matthew's apartment.
I think I hurt my finger trying to open this sunflower seed bag. Life is very hard now.
Okay, so hold on. Which ones did you open? Did you open the plain salted?
None of them. I couldn't open them.
Hold on. Let me try to open mine.
You think I'm doing a bit, but actually I'm having a crisis. I'm going to go get scissors. I'll be back.
Oh, look. Mine just opened right up, Matthew. What's wrong with your butterfingers? Hey, everybody. I'm alone in my closet, and Matthew has left. It's just me. Doop de doop de doo. I'm alone in my closet. Who knows what I'll do in here? Well, Matthew's gone. Oh, look, he's got what looks like a ping pong paddle, but I think it's a fan.
Okay.
I'm vamping.
I got a fan, like a handheld, like Japanese fan.
Okay, so one of these was really easy to open. The other one is possibly about to be scattered all over my closet. Hold on.
All right, here we go.
Matthew, I did some singing while you were gone. I know our listeners loved it.
Okay, so wait, hold on. Wait, are you eating ones with the hull on? How are you doing this? Wait a minute. You're not supposed to do this alone.
What? What do you mean?
Wait a minute. Did we just move into the eating portion? I thought we were just in the opening portion.
I got the bag open and then I got hungry. Okay, we'll cut all this out. Wink, wink. And we'll eat them at the same time. We've got a David's Original Jumbo Salted and Roasted Sunflower Seed, a.k.a. Sipsala.
This is difficult. I think I just want to eat the hull.
I know.
Oh, I just chewed up the whole hull.
This is really complicated. Like,
remember
I thought this was going to be easy, but it's
remember
not.
Remember on the grape episode when I ate a bunch of grape seeds?
Yes. Behold the crunching of my seed. Is
yes.
that it?
Yep.
Okay, the bag is hard to open, and then like, I mean, it's not hard to crunch through the hull, but like the separating of the actual meaty seed bit from the hull in my mouth is challenging.
This is really awkward.
Yeah, so, but I mean, this is like baseball players eat these like when they're trying to quit chewing tobacco. So surely we're at least as adept as baseball players. Molly is like holding it out on the end of her tongue to show that she sort of separated the seed. I like actually like hurt my finger trying to open the bag. Okay, I think we need to like watch videos of people like showing how
Why is this so hard? How
to eat sunflower seeds and then like
Here's the thing. Weirdly
turned on by that.
I think that I thought that the hull would split into two halves, right?
Like I think I just got one with no seed inside.
I thought that the hull would just split into two halves like a clam. And instead, it breaks into like petals.
No, this is the furthest thing from a clam. We are idiots.
I can't get it. I can't find the seed in
here. Me neither. This is not how I expected this episode to go at all.
I'm just like sucking on these dry things, but the salt is really nice.
Okay, so the bad news is I'm not smart enough to eat these, but the good news
me
is
either.
I also got ranch flavor.
Okay, let's try eating those badly.
Did you get ranch also?
I did. I
oh,
did.
Wow.
I got, did you get David brand as both of yours?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so we're going to get into
also
this in a minute. Here we go.
Spitz brand, but you told me that Ash, who is a sunflower seed fan, recommended David's brand.
I think I got a rotten one.
Oh, boy.
Hang on. I'm trying again. Oh, God. I almost put one in my mouth that had no seed in it. I could see. Ugh. Yeah.
What's happening over there?
I can't find the fucking kernel.
It looked like you had like a squashed bug on the end of your tongue. Okay, so the ranch is fine. I don't like it as much as the original, but also I'm not sure if this is food.
I'm sitting next to the dirty laundry pile and using it as a napkin.
That makes sense.
Hold
I mean,
on. I'm
also
sitting.
Depending what you grab for.
I'm sitting on one of those giant exercise balls. Sophia is squeaking.
This is the most humbling experience of my life. It's like I feel like I am a child learning to walk, and it's not going great.
God, I got it stuck in my teeth.
I mean, but it wasn't it worth it because of all of the nutritious calories you were able to consume?
Wow. I do like the flavor of the salted ones.
I do too. I guess.
But I don't understand how people eat these. But I mean, this would take all my concentration. Like,
yes,
I wouldn't be able to.
That's it. Like, I think I could get through some of these, but not like while trying to talk to you and do a podcast.
Or while trying to like solve a mystery involving aliens or black ooze.
So wait a minute. Tell me more about the X-Files. Because like Mulder was the one who like always believed that aliens were real, and Scully was the skeptical
Scully
one.
Yeah, Scully was the skeptic. Yeah.
Maybe Mulder's critical thinking skills were impaired by trying to maneuver sunflower seeds with his tongue.
Yeah.
I think that's called Californication.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Town Place Suites by Marriott.
Whether you're traveling for work or just enjoying a relaxing week away, Town Place Suites by Marriott has all the comforts of home.
Yeah, and if you're a Spilled Milk listener, we bet that sometimes you want to cook when you travel, and Town Place Suites by Marriott has a Weber grill on the patio. They've got a microwave, dishwasher, stovetop, full-size refrigerator. You are good to go.
In other words, Town Place Suites by Marriott has all the amenities you need to feel at home during your stay.
Find the comforts of home at Town Place Suites. Go there with Marriott Bonvoy. This episode is brought to you by Masterclass.
Matthew, this weekend, I took a class from somebody who I bet you admire as much as I do.
Okay, let me see it. Let me see if I can guess who that is. Denzel Washington.
No, so close, though.
Okay.
Margaret Atwood.
Okay, yeah, very similar.
Yes. So Margaret Atwood, she has a series of 23 classes on Masterclass.
23 classes.
23 classes. And I only had time, honestly, to watch two of them. But one of the ones that I watched was about how she chose to do to write The Handmaid's Tale in first person, where she wrote Alias Grace from multiple points of view.
Wow.
And so it was so interesting to listen to her talk about like the feeling that she wanted the book to have and why a story should be told from this perspective or that one. Anyway, even though I'm a writer and I teach writing, I think this stuff would be fascinating even to people who just read the book. It was so great.
Yeah, I mean, Masterclass is for you if you're like me, a bit of a prima donna, and you're like, I want to learn something, but I only want to learn from the best. Mm-hmm. You go to Masterclass. You can, learn to think like a boss with Martha Stewart. You can learn to shoot three-pointers with Steph Curry. Like, if you imagine the person who's best at the thing you want to learn, they are probably already on Masterclass teaching how to do it.
That is accurate. And plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So, like, zero risk here. If you are a lifelong learner, and we certainly hope you are,
if you're a lifelong learner, why are you listening to this show? Instead, head over to Masterclass for an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
That's masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
Yeah. All right. So hold on.
Yeah.
You said you wrote onto the agenda, it seems kind of random that these are called seeds rather than nuts because they're a meaty plant food in a shell.
Yeah. I mean, because like a peanut isn't botanically a nut, but we call it a nut because it's nut-like, right?
Yeah. We don't call it a pea seed.
Yeah. We don't call it a pea seed. That sounds gross somehow.
One thing that I did learn that I found kind of interesting as someone who keeps a bird feeder.
Yeah.
Is that so the seeds that I primarily put in my bird feeder are black oil sunflower seeds, and they have a solid black husk.
Have you tried one?
I've never tried one. They're, you know, beloved by many different types of like songbirds and like, you know, just common birds.
So the good birds, not the mean birds that you don't like.
The Stellar's Jay?
The Stellar's Jay.
Oh, no, the Stellar's Jay absolutely loves black oil sunflower seeds, but I have put up a feeder that he cannot manage to hang out on.
That day when I was at your house and you got mad at a beautiful bird is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, but anyway, so that same seed, the black oil sunflower seed, is the same one that is used for oil.
Right. So like if you buy a bottle of sunflower oil, that comes from the black seeds.
Yes. Whereas the seeds with striped hulls are the ones that we tend to eat as a snack. And those are in the industry called confectionery sunflower
seeds.
Or
the ones in our case that we try and fail to eat as a snack.
That is correct. So we should also say that these are roasted. I don't know that I've I mean, I'm sure I've had raw sunflower seeds from like the salad bar of a health food place.
Oh, maybe? Yeah, definitely.
Right?
You can get them like, I think you can get like the ones with hulls off or hulls on like raw, like at a health food store in the bulk section probably, right?
Yes. But in any case, both of them, I think, well, I know that in-shell seeds are dried before anything else happens to
okay.
them.
That makes sense.
So they would be dried and then roasted on top of that.
So you think they just like lay them out to dry?
I think they probably rub them aggressively with towels.
Yeah, you think they hang me out to dry like the song?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You've wrung me out too many times.
Yeah, I'm very confused. Like, I know we're trying to like move on with the agenda and get past this, but like these are a very popular snack food. Like, I was at a gas station the other day and they had practically a whole row of sunflower seeds. They had like 10 different flavors of David's, and then they had the whole line of Spitz and like a store brand. These seem like, having tried to eat them now, it seems like a thing that like would only be in stores because like grandpas still buy them, right?
Yeah, I don't understand, but I'm pretty sure that our listeners are gonna let us know.
Yeah, but so I like what? I'm having like a crisis where like I thought I was starting to understand the world in which we live, and it turns out I know nothing.
You know, it's interesting when I think about other foods that are difficult to eat. You know, they tend
oysters.
To be so they tend to be like luxury items.
Yeah,
like lobster. Crab, oyster. Are there other things that are difficult to eat? I guess artichokes take a lot of preparation.
Yeah, those have kind of a luxurious reputation.
So I don't know what it says about us that like the snack food of humanity, we are not able to get inside our stomachs.
And also, like, I mean, nuts in the shell are hard to eat.
That's true.
But they're rarely sold that way. Like,
yeah, nobody, like most people don't have nutcrackers.
Most
anymore.
People don't have nutcrackers unless they're like, you know, ballet fans. So sweaty.
Anyway. Okay. So anyway, the roasting gives them like a crunchier texture, better flavor, you can imagine.
Yeah.
And then of course they're sold salted, but also you can get them with lots of different flavors. You and I today both had ranch, which was like, whatever.
Fine. By the way, most sunflowers, like the majority of the world's sunflowers, are grown in Russia and the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that in the Mediterranean and Eastern Europe and some Asian countries, they're sold freshly roasted as like a street snack.
I mean, I'm sure they're not
that
any
sounds
easier
amazing.
To eat, but it sounds like it would smell great.
Yes. Yeah, God, it's really weird that these things are sold like this.
I'm gonna try another one. Maybe my skills have improved.
Okay. While you're struggling. So it seems like this is a very common thing for baseball players. Don't know why not for other players. I guess because baseball players are like sitting around in the dugout.
Well, I think it's because baseball, like there's a culture of chewing tobacco among baseball players in particular, because like, I guess you can spit on the field in baseball and it doesn't ruin the game like it might in soccer if you like did a slide tackle and slid into somebody's spat out chaw. But probably a lot of baseball players are trying to quit chewing tobacco because maybe it's not good for you.
Matthew, I just keep getting these ones that just like split in half and this kernel doesn't come out.
Like because there's nothing in there or because it's
no,
stuck?
No, there's a kernel in there, but I like bit into it
wrong.
I
just did
or
one kind of successfully.
Did you put it vertically between your front teeth?
Uh-huh. Oh, between kind of my side teeth. Do you have side teeth? Do you have eye teeth?
Oh.
Mm. I'm starting to pick up the skill here. All right, I'm not gonna compost these just yet.
Okay, Matthew, okay. Hang on. I gotta wipe my hands on the laundry again.
Okay, so you know what this is? This is like a snack that helps you pass the time, right?
Yes,
it's not.
It
it's
does.
Not primarily like for like, you know, nutrition. It's like to give your hands and your mouth something to do when, like, you know, you're faced with a boring interval, right?
This seems like a good masturbation deterrent.
It seems, yes, that is probably why they were invented. like graham crackers and cornflakes, right?
Yeah, if you just keep your hands and your mouth busy.
That's right.
You won't talk back to your elders, and you won't put your hands where they're not supposed to go.
I was wondering how the mouth was going to be involved here.
That's mutual masturbation, maybe.
or it's you're very flexible.
Okay. Oh my God, we've got to stop this episode now.
Okay.
But anyway, Ash tells me that, so Ash is like a lifelong softball player.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't realized that, like, I guess because softball, or because sunflower seeds are popular in the baseball world, maybe they trickled down to softball players.
Well, I mean, maybe, and who's to say that baseball's on top? Maybe they trickled down from softball to baseball.
You're right. Oh, you're right. That was dumb of me. I'm sure they trickled down to baseball from mm-hmm. softball. But anyway, Ash said that the brand to get is always David Brand. Mm-hmm. And in the process of, like, trying to show me a picture of David Brand on their phone, Ash found, like, a whole bunch of memes about David sunflower seeds and softball. You're struggling
I
so
thought
much.
I was starting to get the hang of it, but I was wrong.
Anyway, wow. I think we're done here.
Yeah, I think we're done here. Except I was going to go onto YouTube and just look up how to eat sunflowers. Ooh, how to eat sunflower seeds like a baseball player.
Okay.
Oh, wow. This is great. Here's an actual North Carolina State redshirt senior pitcher, Vance Williams, demonstrates the art of eating sunflower seeds. All right. Oh, yeah. This is 1 minute long. All right. I'm gonna narrate this since you can't hear it.
Okay.
Okay. First off, pick your favorite flair.
Flair?
I'm trying to listen and talk about this.
That sounds okay. Like I'm farting so, over so here because this exercise
Vance recommends
ball.
Spitz dill pickle flavor.
Okay.
Oh, wow. He just put a bunch in his mouth at the same time. No, this is a professional athlete. We're not going to be able to do what Vance does. Never mind.
Okay. Does he put them in his mouth and then they just, like, he shoots them out the side of his mouth like a cartoon character?
Okay, I'll keep watching. Oh, wow. He can, like, spit them in and land them in a cup. I think this is faked. But, oh, wow. He just called us out. He just said the rookies out there, maybe they only eat one seed at a time. Not professionals.
Oh, God. We're professional podcasters.
We're professional
Look
podcasters.
How professional we are.
Mm-hmm. All right. So should we go on to segments since clearly we don't know anything about sunflower seeds?
Yes. Here we go.
Oh, also, sometimes they're made into halva.
Okay.
Okay. That's all.
Okay.
All right. We got spilled mail this week.
Yay.
From listener Juliet. Longtime listener and fan of the podcast here. I look forward to your podcasts every week and often listen to them while I run, although I recently listened to Tonkatsu and you guys started to talk about porn and the audio was just playing into the world and the ears of a family I was running by and it was terribly embarrassing. Still love the podcast, though.
Oh, thanks, listener Juliet. Oh, I'm wish sorry I could have we put seen you that. Through that.
But, yeah, no, if you stuck with us after that experience, I guess you're a listener for life. Anyway, I'm going to be leaving for college soon and would like to know your recommendations for relatively quick, well-balanced meals that I can meal prep as a soon-to-be very busy student.
Hmm.
So I didn't do much cooking in college. I did a little bit, but I have some ideas.
I didn't either. It wasn't until my senior year that I was living in like an apartment type
right.
housing situation. And so the other 3 years I had a meal plan.
Yeah, me too.
But I can tell you the year that I was in an apartment was my first time stocking a kitchen. I did a lot of roasted vegetables. We had a rice cooker and okay. did a lot of like rice bowls with like avocado and edamame and seaweed. My best friend Keaton was like super into that at the time. What else did we do? You know, I think I probably did a fair amount of beans and rice, like taking a can of black beans and doctoring them with maybe some sauteed onion. Maybe some Mexican oregano. Who am I kidding? I didn't have Mexican oregano then. What am I talking about? And a few shakes of hot sauce.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
And then would eat that over rice. And that goes for many days.
Yeah, that sounds good. Here was my thought. I think, first of all, obviously, if you're living with other people and like cooking for more than just yourself, there's going to be a lot of negotiation going on there with like what people can and can't eat and what they like and don't like. Aside from that, though, don't get into the mindset that you should be like prepared to cook anything because different cuisines have like different pantry ingredients. And if you try and collect all of them, you're going to spend all your money and you're not going to get good at cooking any particular thing. So like pick a cuisine that you like, you know, Mexican food, Thai food, Chinese food, whatever, something that's good and flavorful and where you can like get the ingredients that you need to make a whole bunch of meals, you know, in that cuisine without having to buy pantry ingredients over and over again. Honestly, the one that comes to mind for me is Indian food, because you could order up a bunch of spices from Penzies, spend probably $50, and they will last you.
Would you seriously do that in college? I call BS.
All right. But I mean, would you? Okay, but would you write to a podcast and ask a question about cooking? No, Juliet is better than the average college student.
Juliet is better than we are.
Listener Juliet, get in touch. I will buy your Penzies. I will spring for your first Penzies order.
Oh my God. I'm not joking. An offer.
You already know how
Listener
to get in touch
Juliet,
with us.
Get in touch again.
This offer is not good for anybody else, only Listener Juliet. But if you want to send us a question, contact at spilledmilkpodcast.com.
Okay. Matthew, thank you so much for rising to the occasion and stepping back in with a cute animal today. It has become my job recently, and I had some extenuating circumstances today and was not able to select a cute animal. So you did it. Thank you.
This cute animal was inspired by a real life experience.
Okay.
Also, like, I just love that someone who's starting college listens to our show, because remember when we went to my college?
Ah, God.
And
oh, God, hang on. Ah! Matthew.
Yes?
Because I changed setting on the speaker.
It just kind of jumped
out. It started playing some sort of ad for a home gym system at full volume in my ear. So sorry.
I know this makes me like a grumpy old man, but like, what? How is it possible that like when you watch like Hulu or Peacock or whatever, they can't just like restrict the volume of the ads?
That was so shocking. Oh, it's the all new Vault from Nordic Track.
Great.
Okay, carry on.
Okay, with my rant about loud commercials or my cute animal video. Okay.
Oh, with your cute animal.
So, near where we live, on the way to my parents' house, we pass by this apartment that has a window on the street, and they have two Sphinx cats. And the cats like to sit in the window, like on the radiator. And there's even like a little plaque about like, you know, these are the names of the cats. And yes, we're supposed to look like that, because a Sphinx cat is a hairless breed of cat. I think probably like many people have had the same experience of me, which is that like you, the first time you see one, you're like, this is one of the ugliest animals I've ever seen. And then you grow to love it.
Okay.
You know, they're, and this is the video that I chose is my 6-month-old Sphinx cat does not recognize my dog after being groomed. Angry cat.
Okay. Here we go.
So the dog got groomed and is now trying hard to be friends again with the Sphinx cat, but the cat is not having it.
Oh, the dog is so sad.
I know, right? And like Sphinx cats, they have these amazing tails that like curl up at the end.
Oh, this cat is.
Yeah.
You can see it poised for action.
So the other thing that I like about this video is there's a TV on behind the cat, and they've pixelated out the TV so that they don't get like a copyright claim on YouTube because they're showing like HGTV in the background or something. But it totally looks like they have porn on, right?
No, it doesn't, Matthew. This would be porn of like fully clothed people. This person's even wearing like a scarf thing.
Fine. Thanks for jumping in on the bit with me.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Anyway, so this is a cat and a dog fighting, but they're very cute.
Do they finally reconcile?
Yeah. I'm. Let's pretend they do, because the video is 3 minutes long and I haven't watched that far. I think maybe they don't, but probably the next day they did.
Wow, this dog is so persistent.
I know.
I think you like this video because you're a cat person. I feel traumatized by this video because this poor dog has so much love for this cat. It's an unrequited love.
Yeah, but I think like that's every human's experience with a cat, and yet we still keep like letting them in our house. So I think probably dogs probably end up feeling the same way. Like, I know I'm like, you know, my love for this thing is never going to be reciprocated, but that's just the world we live in.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, Sphinx cats, they're cute.
They are cute.
All right.
Okay, so do you have a now but wow, Matthew?
I do have a now but wow.
You are really pulling more than your weight.
I'm really hauling more than my weight.
Yes. Okay, go on.
My now but wow is a show on Peacock that's called We Are Lady Parts.
I cannot, for some reason, I cannot handle the network name Peacock. I mean, I love all sorts of like dumb humor, but I just feel like, wasn't there some like pop song or something that was like, or was it a Katy Perry song? Like, let me see your peacock or something?
Maybe.
No? I'm not going to Google it.
Yeah, you're right. Let me see your peacock, song by Katy Perry. I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah, so I just feel like peacock now is just slang. And so this is a show called We Are Lady Parts.
It's slang for peacock. Like a penis that has like cool feathers coming out of it.
Yes, exactly.
All right, wow. Like, I mean, I, as you know, like I care a lot about fashion. And so I need to really get on trend here with mm-hmm, my parts. Mm-hmm. We Are Lady Parts is a show written and directed by Nita Manzoor, and it's a British sitcom. And because it's a British sitcom, you only get 6 episodes, and you want so many more because this show is wonderful.
Yeah?
It's about a punk rock band of all Muslim women. It's so wacky and funny and also makes you cry and just feels so incredibly real and like... I have to say, everything on the show pretty much reminded me of something from my book, but done so much better, because it really has all of the like, you know, love and triumph and heartbreak of being in a band, but also like embedded in a culture that I know very little about, that feels like, you know, an incredibly like inside and just loving portrayal of the diversity of this culture. You know, as seen through these 5 women who make up the band and their manager.
Cool. I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, I cannot recommend this show more highly. It is a delight.
Fun. Okay.
But I can't believe you only get 6 half-hour episodes. What is wrong with you, England?
Has it been renewed for another season?
I don't think so, but maybe.
Okay. Well, so as always, our producer is the wonderful and magical Abby Circatella. Did you know that she can produce your podcast, too?
Oh, listeners? That's a good point. You know what else she can do? She can edit your manuscript. If you're writing a book,
yes,
especially fiction, but also nonfiction, she can do a developmental edit of that.
She is a wonder. So anyway, we'll put a link to Abby's website.
Yeah, in the show notes.
In the show notes. Yeah. Anyway, you can also rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
And you can chat with other people who listen to the show on Reddit at reddit.com/r/everythingspilledmilk.
That's right.
I think we did it. Okay. Wow. What are you going to do next? You're going to go lie in front of a fan?
Yeah, I'm going to come out of the closet.
Okay.
Yet again. And you know what I have to do? I have to go outside and water the plants, specifically my tomato plants.
Do these plants own you? Or do you own them?
These plants own me, but they are about to give me so many tomatoes.
Okay,
in fact,
that's
fair. My cucumber plant, too, is about to go off.
All right.
So I got to go.
These
take
plants
care
are
of them.
Much better than cats.
What are you going to do today, Matthew?
I don't know. I'm going to like send this stuff over to Abby and I don't know. I can't think any further ahead than that. You know. I was going to say eat a popsicle, but we don't have popsicles because I went to Safeway yesterday. There was literally not a popsicle in the store. So the things that were completely sold out, popsicles,
wow,
including the sugar-free
okay
ones that nobody likes, and frozen juice concentrate, gone. And then wife of the show, Lori, went to Safeway this morning, and the whole freezer section was cordoned off for some reason. Possibly because people were just like going in and standing in front of them and wasting a bunch of energy.
Probably. Wow.
I don't know.
Okay, well, good luck. Good luck, Matthew.
I feel like we keep kind of feeling like we've narrowly escaped the apocalypse, but like in a Final Destination sort of way, you can't actually escape.
No, it's just like we're on that train and we're just passing through the stations.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know you and I are going to live forever, but could get pretty dicey there for other people.
Oh, my God.
You and I are going to live forever.
Thanks for listening to Spilled Milk. Get your holes off. Get your holes off, baby. Na, 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 na.
What song is this?
Something about get your rocks off.
Oh.
Right?
Is it the Rolling Stones?
Oh.
No.
I don't, maybe. Okay. I'm Molly Weisenberg.
Okay. I'm Matthew Amsterburton. This is the best we can do for today. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. I am so...
If you say sunflower seeds fast, it kind of sounds like sunscreen.
It does. Sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
Sunscreen.
It doesn't really, but let's go with it.
It does not. It doesn't sound like the same thing. Okay.
Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream is a total chocolate game changer. We start with unbelievably creamy dark chocolate ice cream. Then we add different chocolate treats, like chocolate cookies, chocolate cake, or chocolate brownies, to make four decadent chocolate flavors. Because sometimes the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream. Extraordinary dairy.